How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hey, Adam.
This is really great. Oh, yeah.
She's on August 11th.
Yes, three came over.
Everyone's.
He was like Chuck.
For future. Back on this. Just a little.
It is 12 noon. I will call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Here.
Grunge? Needhammer?
Here.
Sansom?
Here.
Town?
Here.
Quorum present?
I'll make a motion for Ron Grunge to be excused.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Roll call.
Conklin?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. The consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any items on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have four items. The first is approval of the March 15th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented. B is the approval of the recommendation of the Boynton City Historical Commission to appoint Marsha Lazars to the Boynton City Historical Commission for a 3-year term ending June 30th, 2019. Item C, approve of the recommendation of the Boynton City Historical Commission to appoint Lisa Alexander to the Boynton City Historical Commission for a 3-year term ending June 30th, 2019. And the last item is approval of the recommendation of the Boynton City Historical Commission to appoint Oscar Barden to the Boynton City Historical Commission for a 3-year term ending June 30th, 2019. Is there any discussion on these items? If not, I'm looking for a motion.
I would make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Motion carried.
This is a time where I thank everyone for coming. Today is a pretty important day, and hopefully that's why you're all here. And at this time on the agenda is citizens' comments. So any comments that are not an agenda item are welcome. Okay, thank you. Moving on to correspondence. The only thing I have is from the Arbor Day Foundation, recognizing Boynton City again as a Tree City USA. So, another feather in our cap. Anything else, Mike?
Not in correspondence, no, sir.
Okay. Moving on to City Manager's Report. Mike?
A few items for today. Last week in this room, we had the honor of being able to celebrate the formal receipt and closing of the $500,000 Community Development Block Grant Fund to help CAT Development make their ongoing redevelopment of their downtown properties on South Lake Street more viable. After the presentation, we were able to go and have a tour of the project and inform that it is on schedule for their openings early this summer. Also, on a grant-related note, the city has been notified that we have been successful in obtaining the $15,000 statewide partnership grant that we recently applied for that will allow us, working through the Boynton City Housing Commission, to look at new housing options that will help meet the needs of our community and the neighboring region. We'll have more details as we receive the paperwork for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority that are necessary to implement that project. So stay tuned. Absentee ballots for the upcoming May 10th school renewal election have arrived and are available here at City Hall for our local city residents, wherever City Hall happens to be. Work continues on preparations for the regular startup of the Somerset Point Sanitary Sewer Force Main. A lot of activity has been going on that on a daily basis since we've last met. And it looks like they should be ready to begin their regular operations by the end of this week. Speaking of a lot of work, a lot of extra work has been taking place over the last few weeks as we prepare to move into our temporary facility. A lot of extra effort has been taking place by a number of our, by almost every one of our employees, volunteers, and then also contractors that are helping to make this all come together. I've been real pleased and proud of the staff as they've been able to keep up their normal operations in the midst of all this extra work, clutter, and confusion. It is a true credit to everyone involved, and my hat's off to them. In the meantime, we'll hope that the community will pardon our mess and any inconvenience that this transition causes. I think you'll see from all our departments the same quality service that you've come to expect. The Boyne City Hall is scheduled to close at noon this Friday to help facilitate the move into our temporary City Hall facility across the street. They'll be located in the south side of the Honeywell facility, like I said, right across the street at 364 South Lake Street. And if all goes well, we should be opening there on schedule on Monday, April 4th at 8 o'clock. For those that are looking for the police department, they will be taking up new quarters at that same time in the old, in portion of the old DPW garage located immediately behind us. They've been working very hard to transform the old break room and offices in that area into what I think will be a very suitable temporary police department during this next 14 months. Also, please keep in mind that we have until Thursday, April 9th. Now, do I have that date right finally?
You do, April 9th, yeah.
All right, April 9th, I hope that's a Thursday, to raise the $25,000 through our crowd funding efforts for the Last River Draw sculpture that'll take place on the banks of the Boyne River at Old City Park. As I've mentioned a couple times, by successfully accomplishing this, we can earn a matching $25,000. Mm-hmm. And congratulations are to all who were involved in the first annual spelling, Boyne Bee. Not only was it a great success, but a lot of fun was had by all, and from all accounts, it'll become a regular occurrence here in Boyne City. Bids for the ceiling and wood chips for the community playground are scheduled to be received next week, and they will be presented to the City Commission for consideration at our next meeting on April 12th. In the meantime, our contractor that was recently approved by the City Commission is proceeding with work on the due care plan to help keep the playground safe as we go forward. I'll be out of the office on spring break beginning this Friday and returning in time for our meeting on Tuesday, April 12th. If you have any questions or would like any additional information on this or any other item, let me know. I'll try and address it.
Commissioners, anything?
That's for me.
No, I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. Anything there, Mike?
No, sir.
And
other than the financial report that we have.
Okay. Any comments on the financial report?
No.
We, as commissioners, have last week had an all-day budget session meeting, so financial report that's in our packet is this month, but we've been pretty diligently looking over the whole budget along with full staff, so it's been a very good process. Mike?
On a similar note, I should point out, even though we did report on it earlier, that last week on the 23rd, we did receive the balance of our $7 million funding for the city facilities project. That came through without a hitch, and Cindy has it safely deposited in our local bank.
Thank you. Any old business?
No.
Okay. On to new business, city facilities construction contract. Mike?
Yes, at our last city commission meeting, the commission approved, based on my recommendation, awarding of the low bid for the construction of the new city facilities to our low bidder, Hallmark Construction of Traverse City, for a revised amount, different from what they originally submitted, of $5,993,374. That amount was incorrect. The correct amount was and is $6,593,374. The difference between the two was how the $600,000 in additional funding from the local streets and fire department funds was and should have been reported. In the value engineering sheet that was provided in your last agenda packet, and I'll put up here on the screen in a moment, that additional funding was incorrectly calculated as a reduction in the revised contract price when it actually had nothing to do with the construction price and should have been treated separately. It should have been shown for what it is, money to be used for expenses associated with the project, including the construction. Although there are no changes to the bid prices by the contractor or the changes that were recommended by staff or our architect from what was considered and approved at our last meeting, to be transparent with regards to this error and to have a motion from the City Commission that accurately reflects the true cost of the project, I'm recommending that the City Commission approve a new motion awarding the contract for the construction for the city facilities, again to the low bidder Hallmark Construction of Traverse City, for the actual revised price of $6,593,374. There are sufficient funds available to undertake the project as proposed in the 2016-2017 budget, as initially recommended, although that as initially recommended, it did reflect an extra the extra $600,000. That was corrected in the budget as is currently presented and was as reviewed by the City Commission during our all-day budget session last Tuesday. A revised value engineering sheet from the project architect dated 3/15/16 showing the corrected totals is also enclosed, and I'll put that up on the wall in the center here. So again, it's my recommendation to the City Commission that it re-award the bid for the construction of the new city facilities project to Hallmark Construction of Traverse City, the low bidder, for the corrected amount of $6,593,374, and authorize the city manager and or city clerk treasurer to execute the required documents necessary to undertake the project. And I will at this point bring up and show basically this is, and I'll shrink it down a little bit so you can see it on the screen, hopefully the whole thing. This is the first sheet and the one that we brought to the City Commission last time. And you'll see in the sheet and on the wall here, two lines that are highlighted in yellow. Those were the additional revenues that were brought to the project. And unfortunately, the way this was represented and presented, numbers shown in the yellow were also included with the other areas of recommendations for changes, about the $290-some thousand worth of actual changes that we did recommend being proposed from what was actually bid. So as we scroll down here and we looked at the numbers that showed up as revised contract price, it was erroneously reported as the $5,900+ thousand dollar cost. That is not the revised contract price. That is what was presented to the commission at the last time and was an error by the $600,000. What should have been reflected for the commission is more accurately shown on this revised sheet from our architect, which basically took all the changes that were recommended, came up with a revised price, which is the one that we're recommending that the City Commission consider now, and then have, again highlighted in yellow, the additional $600,000 below that, getting to the number, I'm sorry for that, showing that twice there. That little cursor is in the way. I'll get to there. Again, that gets you back to the number that we were looking at the commission approved last time. But again, the number that should have been approved is more accurately reflected here before the deductions are taking place or the additional revenue is brought in, which is more accurately reflecting how it is. That's the way we normally account for it. It wasn't reflected here as part of our normal process, and that's what created the confusion that I think we should undo now and make sure we clarify. So I'd be glad to address any questions the commission has on this matter.
Okay, thank you. So it's basically a budget item, but I would still welcome any comments from department heads or the citizens on this topic. Okay, thank you. Let's go to commission discussion. Do you want to start?
Sure. I have no questions on it. The correction of the bid was made. I support your recommendation.
Thank you. Laura?
Yes, I also support the recommendation, and we did go through this during budget. My only question, I guess, is does this amount include the contingency?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
That wasn't like listed at the bottom like it was previously,
well,
so I assumed it did, but I...
Well, let me clarify that.
Okay.
The motion that you're approving today does not include the contingency.
Okay.
The only thing that we're approving today is the $6,593,374 contract that we're awarding to Hallmark Construction.
Okay. All right.
And that's where some of the confusion lay.
Mm-hmm.
And even in this version that we have from Ray, it doesn't reflect all those additional costs.
Right, right.
We have the contingency amount.
Mm-hmm.
We have the engineering expenses. We have other costs such as the asbestos removal, that abatement that's taking place here, the clock and things of that. Those are all pulled together, not so much as part of this
mm-hmm.
motion before the commission, but as part of the overall project and the budget plan that we're putting together that the commission will be adopting and will be monitoring as we go forward. So that's where, when we go through and we adopt the city budget and we see how much we have for the construction
mm-hmm.
fund, that's where all these costs will come out of it. The construction work being done by Hallmark
mm-hmm.
being one part of that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you.
You?
Does this number, Mike, include the work on North Street?
Yes. Yes, this contract price does. That is part of their work to do.
Okay. So the additional cost then would be the professional fees. There's nothing for furnishings, though, right?
At this point, correct.
Right.
We're going to have to monitor that as we go forward. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything will track well with the contingencies
mm-hmm.
With regards to that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some additional funds that I've proposed in the budget for signage out in the front, a changeable
mm-hmm.
message sign that's been long talked about here as a community
mm-hmm.
resource.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how things shake out, we can pull back on some of that stuff and make adjustments as we go forward.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. I'm in favor of the revised budget. I think it all makes sense. It's all doable. It just changes our fund balance over the next 2 to 3 years. But it's just a needed adjustment for a sense of transparency is what we're doing. So.
And I just apologize for any confusion that this created. I hate to have to bring this back to you a second time, but again, I think we want to be above board. This isn't anything different in the numbers that Hallmark has presented us. They're working with the exact same numbers. It was how we presented it to the City Commission and the public, and we want to make sure that there isn't any confusion going forward.
Thank you. So at this point, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration to reaward the bid for the construction of the new city facilities project to Hallmark Construction of Traverse City for the corrected amount of $6,593,374 and authorize the city manager and or city clerk slash treasurer to execute the required documents necessary to undertake the project.
Second.
Okay. We have a second. Is there any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Yes, Mike.
With this correction taking place. I have sent a correspondence out to our architect to see about setting up a pre-construction meeting with Hallmark Construction, where we will be finalizing the arrangements necessary for this. Again, with our schedule that we're looking to have go forward, we're hoping to start this asbestos abatement as early as next week, and then have the building in a position to turn over to the contractor on or about May 2nd. So we'll have some more specifics on that. Once we do have our pre-construction, we'll keep you posted as we go forward.
Thank you. Moving on to item B, the city clock refurbishing. Mike?
One of the real joys of this project has been how the community's come together with regards to efforts to blend progress with regards to reflecting Boinsetti's proud history. The space that we're providing in the facility for the new museum, with regards to the appropriate display that'll be coming forward for our nearly 100-year-old LaFrance fire truck, and then the element that also seems to have gotten a lot of attention and some excitement is the city clock refurbishing. And that basically started to become more of a reality in this last year, 2015, when former police chief John Tallboys, who's been basically shepherding the clock and protecting it for many years in his garage, basically returned the clock to the possession of the city. Since that time, it has been safely stored out at our wastewater treatment plant. And last fall, the city commissioned the Balzer Family Clock Works from Maine to come to Boyne City and inspect, educate, and report back on the viability and cost of restoring our 1904 E. Howard Tower Clock and its associated Menley Company bell for possible reuse in the clock tower that has been proposed as the new part of the new facility project. Their full report, dated, and it's a nice big notebook, dated December 15th, is available here for review by anybody at City Hall. And they did go into quite a bit of depth, both in their report and in their presentation when they were here in December. In short, they were very excited and optimistic, which seems to be their nature, about the opportunity to restore our clock and put it back into full operation. We had one other local clock restoration firm also share their optimism and excitement, but he declined to give us a quote due to his planned retirement. But he'd done some very similar clocks in the area as well. We also received a third and higher quotation in the $125,000 range from another company that was looking more to a conversion of the clock from mechanical to electric drive. That was part of the discussion that took place when the clock was being considered to be installed at the current Kilwins facility, and that the community backed away from at that time because of concerns of changes to the clock. I've included in the commission's agenda packet, and I'll put up here on the screen in just a couple moments, a summary sheet that includes my recommendations and expected pricing, plus the supporting price sheets, including all the various options that were provided by the Balzer Family Clock Works. On that sheet, on my summary sheet, the items that I've noted with an asterisk are the five that I am recommending that we proceed with. Unlike their proposal, we will arrange ourselves for transportation for the required components to be sent to Maine separately from this agreement. I've already been in touch with some of our local businesses in the area that can help us with that and have some expertise on shipping things across the country, and in fact, across the world. For the work that's being proposed, including the transportation of the completed components from Maine to Boyne City and their installation in our tower, the expected cost from the Balzer Family Clock Works is $85,744,000. Because of the variety of components that we're adding or that we're looking to get from them, they're also included in that cost is a $10,000 reduction in their overall prices if we bought them individually. Funds for this project are included in the 2016 to 17 city budget. I currently have $90,000 set aside for that in the budget as presented. These expenses are eligible for payment using the city facility bond proceeds because the clock is an integral part of the city facility project. I've talked late last week to Linda Balzer, and they are very confident that the estimated time for the restoration of the clock should be a little over 6 months. So it should be well within the time frame, the 14-month time frame that the project itself is scheduled to take for the facility. They would like us to get the clock to them as soon as possible so that they're not under any crunches or any times just in case anything does come up. And then they don't want to have the clock delivered or installed until the last possible moment to minimize the risk of having it contaminated with dust and things that would potentially affect its operation or require additional cleanings. So it looks like all the pieces, if the commission should choose to go forward with this, should fit together. It is my recommendation that the city commission approve and authorize the city manager to execute the necessary agreements with the Balzer Family Clockworks of Freeport, Maine, to restore and make operational the city's 1905 E. Howard Tower clock as recommended at an estimated price of $85,744. And I'll go to the sheet here that I'm putting up on the wall. The first item is itself, the major item, which is the clock restoration, which they anticipate will be $66,394. The bell ring time control is an option that we don't need to get, but it gives the community for $6,500 the option of adjusting when the clock will strike. Whether we have it going 24/7, that it'll strike, I believe it is on the half hour was its history.
Yeah.
Or if we pick times and during the day that we don't want it to strike. Mm-hmm. That'll give us and people that come after us the ability to change that without any, basically whenever they so choose. So without any major modifications to the clock. The clock face would be installed. Again, they're talking about, I believe it's a cast iron frame, mm-hmm. basically a metal face that they will then paint. I asked them how long the paint on these faces would last, and they've said they've never had to repaint one yet. Mm-hmm. They use a very heavy-duty industrial-type paint. Mm-hmm. Other options are having a bronze clock face installed. Mm-hmm. The option that I did not include of theirs is transportation to Maine for $4,500, where they would come, disassemble the clock, and pack it and transport it themselves. Basically, when they were here, they were saying that the clock is very easy to disassemble and very forgiving. Again, I've been in touch with local companies that can that are involved in shipping large and delicate items across the country, and they think that we can do this for much, much, much less. Again, when everything is done, we would like to have them transport all the materials back to Boyne City, and that's what the additional $4,500 is for. The cost here and the total work that's shown here is the $81,244. That's a little different than what's in my memo because that did not include the transportation cost coming back. So that's where that additional $4,500 comes in to get to the recommended total of $85,744. Mm-hmm. So that's my recommendation. We do have some additional sheets that have their detailed analysis on there. And again, that book is available for the entire community to review. When all is said and done, they are very confident that we will have a very accurate timepiece with auto winding mechanisms of that nature. For us to go forward with in the future.
Thank you. At this time, I would open it up to comments from any department heads or city employees and or the public. Yes, sir.
Are there any warranties on the restoration of the clock?
Mike?
You know, I haven't talked to them about that. Everybody that I've talked to, that they gave us a a large number of references to check out. We checked those out, they all came back, and nobody indicated any problem, but that is a good question. We'll double check with them.
What about maintenance going forward? A clock of that age is going to require some maintenance. Does that take any specialized individuals or?
No, when they were here, they indicated that they would train our existing staff to be able to do that. Again, one of the things that they mentioned that these clocks were very much the workhorses or the Timexes of their days. They weren't overly extravagant, but they were very reliable. And with the right care and nothing overwhelming, it should perform very well for years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can you please give us your name just for the record?
Sure, I'm Brian Taylor. It's my wife, Donna.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, let's go to board deliberation. Laura?
Yes, I'm really excited about the POC restoration and being part of the new city facilities. I think that'll just be the crowning touch to the whole complex when it goes up, and I know the entire community is excited to have that coming back as well. So I think Mike went through and explained all of the particulars, and I'm very much in favor. I think going forward with this is really integral to have it fit and work properly. And this Balzer Clock Company, I feel like they're really quite the experts on the topic after listening to them and meeting with them. So I think we just move forward and do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You?
My question has been answered. Thank you.
Okay. Gene?
I believe this clock is part of Wayne City's history, and it will enhance and become part of the City Hall for years to come. So I support the recommendation.
And I, too, agree with your comments. I think it's the fact that we're moving forward with the display of the old fire truck and the new city clock and the museum as part of the new complex, I think is a tribute to our past and it's who we are. So I, too, agree, and I'm in favor. Yes, Mike?
Just kind of detailing a little bit more of both the comments that you and Laura made with regards to its tie into the museum in particular. One of the changes that we are making with the clock from its original installation in the old city clock tower is this clock will be at ground level. And we're making sure that it is available for people to look at day and night. There will be a window so people can look in it and watch it going through its motions, and that when tour groups come to look at the museum, they'll also be able to go directly inside the building to view the clock and the 1917 LaFrance as well. So basically we're going to have a great three-in-one operation there, museum, clock, and fire truck as well too. So just want to make sure that all the public was well aware that that is going to be right there for them to get up close and personal with.
Thank you. So at this point, I am looking for a motion.
Well, I'll move the City Commission approve and authorize the City Manager to execute the necessary agreements with the Balzer Family Clockworks of Freeport, Maine to restore and make operational the City's 1905E Howard Tower clock as recommended at an estimated price of $85,744.
I'll second.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Town?
Aye.
Conklin?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Moving on, retirement of the existing City Hall. Mike?
Well, as Cindy, I think, very aptly put it, this is kind of a bittersweet moment for many of us here at City Hall. This is the only City Hall that I've known ever since coming to Boyne City nearly 13 years ago. Many other people in this community have known it a lot longer than I have. How it was a real force for progress in our community when it was first constructed in the 1930s as the top of Michigan Rural Electric Facility, and brought progress and change to Boyne City. Although this building has gone through many renovations during its life, it has never stopped serving the people of Boyne City and this region, and it continues to do so up until its very last moments. And today we mark a closure of that history with our last city commission meeting here. It was back in 1976, during the nation's bicentennial, that the voters of Boyne City approved the purchase of this property and the financing of it. And I think that's very fitting for a big part of America's history and a big part of Boyne City's history. Imagine Boyne City if our forefathers and mothers didn't go forward and purchase this property and we didn't have this lakefront property as a part of the community as well. We would have Veterans Park, but again, this access that we have here is something that we all cherish and want to make sure that we treat proud of. So after the voters approved that in June of 76, the City Commission started transitioning into this building. And we had some history that was put together or brought to us, some old articles from the Charlevoix County Times that the library brought forward. Talking about things that took place in 1978, July 11th, 1978, as a matter of fact, according to our minutes, when the City Commission, even before we formally moved into this building, started holding their meetings in this building, and I believe in this room. The city actually didn't close on the building until the end of 1978 in December, December 30th. As was reported, and I want to thank Pat Haver for going through our records and pulling the minutes, and then for Jim Bauman for sharing those through the e-chamber newsletter this last Friday. In this seat, or in a seat similar to it, Forb Tompkins was the city manager at that time. The mayor, when this item was put on the ballot, included Alderman Barden, a name that's still very familiar to the community, Thelma Bailing, Austin Sevener, and Keith Fitzpatrick. By the time that the city moved into the building in 1978, after the election, there had been some changes that took place. The city manager was now Tim Clifton, who has been noted for a lot of the progress in this community, and Keith Fitzpatrick had become the mayor. Thelma Bailing was still on the city commission at that time, and was joined by Steve Moody, another very well-known community name, Catherine Jessup, and Joe Gerlach. I found it interesting looking at the old newspaper articles about, and it's kind of how history repeats itself. When City Hall moved into this facility, they talked about the progress and the convenience of it, and how they're moving the commission chambers from a second floor facility to a ground floor facility. I don't think the old City Hall had any elevators and things of that nature, and they're looking to make it more handicap accessible. As we look forward to the new City Hall facility, where will the commission chambers be? But on the second floor, but properly handicap accessible for everybody to go into it. So a lot of things, it's amazing. How many things just in the short period of time that I've been here repeat themselves? How we found the old water reservoir on Avalanche Mountain where we wanted to build our new water reservoir and people have forgotten about it. So the good things come back around, and this has absolutely been a good thing. So I see in the audience a number of familiar faces, people that have a long history with this facility. I see my predecessor, Randy Freiberg, who's here with us today. Sherry Rhodes, who has a long history with this building as well, too, and many functions here as well. Former Mayor Stackus with us as well. Thank you all for coming. In the newspaper articles and piece of the information that we came up with, they noted the long history that we've had here with the MSU Extension, that's been a part of this facility pretty much almost shortly after we moved in here, nearly 40 years here together, and we appreciate that relationship. and we're looking forward, as they've already moved across the street and are looking to be opening on Thursday, I believe it is.
My back is already sore.
Yes.
Mine too.
I was going to say, you're not alone on that. You're not alone on that. And we look to rejoin them over there shortly. So, again, I'm a relative newbie here, but this building is special. I think it serves the community well. I'm definitely proud of all the accomplishments that we as a community have made happen here and look forward to continuing that as we go forward. So those are my recollections, and I would be glad to turn it over to Mayor at this time.
I too reflect on Mike's comments that this is, I grew up in Boynton City, and I remember this building, and you know, it's an 87-year-old building, and City Hall has been here for 38 years, and a lot of good people have worked in this building and contributed to the success of Boynton City. But I guess my thoughts are, I'm very proud of our voters for having a vision to move forward and to take this piece of property and become even better stewards of this property with a new footprint that's going to serve us for hopefully another 87 years. And so I'm not looking in the back, it's nostalgia as much as some of you might be, but I'm really proud of the voters for moving forward and over 200 days, this piece of property will be a fantastic reflection on what Boynton City stands for. So I would offer my fellow commissioners to have any comments that you so wish.
Well, I'm a Boynton City native, as most of you know. Been around here a long time, seen a lot of changes. This facility is part of Boynton's history, but I do believe that one door closes, another one opens. And I believe this is a start of a lot of good things to come. And I'm ready to move forward.
And I'm excited and looking forward to the new city facilities complex with all the new EMS and the town clock and the old La France fire truck. So the new museum is exciting as well. And so I think it's just created a great excitement in the community. It's time to have a new city facility. This one's kind of falling apart, so on the road.
I'll let Cindy talk about it.
I'm good. It's going to be hard. But
I graduated from college in 76. That doesn't seem all that long ago. That's all I got to say.
Time flies.
Thank you. Yeah. We would love to hear any comments.
Yeah.
From anyone?
The only one I can think of is I don't think anybody in this room was ever in the old jail cell. I remember the two shot and the people screaming and hollering and beating on it.
City Commissioner?
Joe would have been in there. Well, come on.
Yes, sure.
I was with the extension service and it was over there across the hall and there was a slider window for people to come up for brochures and whatever. But the senior citizens have this room and on a cabbage day, I don't know if I went through the vent system or they instantly knew what was for lunch.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yeah.
Jim?
I was a Cub reporter for the Charlevoix County Press around that time, and I remember covering a meeting, and as that makes sense with what Sherry's saying, it was in the same area as the city manager's office, and I'm thinking maybe there wasn't a wall between the little conference room and the manager, and it was cramped, but at least it was on the first floor, I guess. So. I remember that very.
Yes. Yes, the commissioners sat around a table, mm-hmm. and everyone sat around the table behind them.
Randy?
I remember once here, certainly many, many fond memories in the 13 and a half years, being part of this community more directly than I am now. But one time, it was near the holidays, and the office thought, boy, it'd be nice, why don't we use that fireplace that's sitting there? We found out why it wasn't used. It does not draw at all. I thought for sure the fire department would be by real quick. Open the windows, open the doors, it backed up so bad. We never used the fireplace again. As you all said, there's so many memories that this day brings back. Most of them really great. A couple that, let's move on. Thank you just for the opportunity to have this get together. Thanks.
Absolutely. Elder.
I would just like to thank everybody. Boyne has been on the map for a number of years. It was a slow community for a long time moving forward. Every year there's been something going on to improve Boyne City. And we would never be as far as we are today if it hadn't been the support of the community, have excellent boards, staff to be able to push it out and keep moving forward. And I think that's very, very important. I'm still able to be out in the public. I'm still working. And there's hardly a time that goes by. There is a new face that I see that is complementing Boyne City. So I think everyone here should be very, very proud.
Yes.
Well said. Thank you.
All right, I got to throw on it. I thought he was going to say. Well, following up with the Christmas holidays, we had a blow-up Santa Claus. And you never knew where Santa was going to be when you arrived the next morning for work. He would take up residency at most people's desk, but he usually was there where Andy's.
I do remember a very special guest we had one day during a commission meeting come in here. It was back when it was the city manager's office was the larger room. And, of course, obviously the doors were all open, and you hear kind of a little ruckus going on in front. And we used to keep the front doors open in the summer because we didn't have the accessible doors that we have. And then the next thing you know, an animal control's coming in. And there was a porcupine that had wandered in during the day. So we got him out, all was well.
Okay. At least it wasn't a skunk.
No,
but he... Yeah, better than a skunk. Well, I think I appreciate all your comments. I appreciate, as has been stated, the passion of the employees and the boards, the staff, the firemen, the EMS, and the police department, all the hours and passion have gone into Boyne City in this facility. And as we all know, we're excited about the future. So we thank you very much. So moving on to go to the order. You got anything?
I do not.
Laura?
I just mentioned we got a donation yesterday from a local family who provided us with a couple of nice chairs for, not brand new, but nice condition chairs for the museum. So we're working on our furnishings.
Good. One chair at a time.
Yeah.
Gene?
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good too. We'll go to the announcements. The next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 12th, 2 weeks from today, 7 p.m. across the street at our new temporary facility.
Okay.
We're gonna go to adjournment, but after adjournment, we'd like you to stay because we're gonna have a little ceremony. So I will make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. Salt.